Seek uncommon responses to economic inquiries. Break free from conventional wisdom by asking insightful questions and seeking answers within existing data. Economics, the science of measurement, equips you with tools to interpret information and unravel complex paradoxes. Dive into active learning and discover actionable insights that enhance your understanding of the world around you. 1. Incentives are the cornerstone of modern life. Understand why people do what they do, and you'll unravel many of life's mysteries. 2. The conventional wisdom is often wrong. Don't blindly accept common beliefs. Often, those who create them aren't as wise as they seem. 3. Dramatic effects often have distant, even subtle, causes. Norma McCorvey, the financially struggling drug user who played a key role in the Roe v. Wade case, had a greater impact on reducing crime in the mid-90s than gun control or improved policing. Crime rates dropped 2 decades after the historic decision because legalizing abortions resulted in fewer unwanted children being born, and unwanted children are more likely to engage in criminal activities. 4. Experts use their informational advantage to serve their own agenda. Experts may have agendas, but with thorough research, you can challenge their views and level the playing field. 5. Knowing what to measure and how to measure it makes a complicated world much less so. Economic assessments help identify causes behind events and uncover patterns within vast amounts of data. Bagels, a barometer of honesty. Paul Feldman, a government analyst since the 1960s, started a tradition of buying bagels and cream cheese for his team whenever they secured new research contracts. This became a beloved Friday treat, attracting colleagues from other departments. Feldman ended up purchasing around 200 bagels weekly, covering costs by placing a cash basket nearby. Typically, his colleagues contributed enough money to cover 95% of the expenses. Recognizing a promising opportunity, Feldman left his government job in 1984 to pursue selling bagels full-time in local office parks. He established a routine of delivering bagels and collecting earnings in the afternoons, gradually expanding his customer base to 140 companies, where he sold a total of 8,400 bagels weekly to office workers. Feldman meticulously recorded his sales and earnings, providing valuable insights into the honesty of workers when it came to paying for their bagels on the honor system. Apart from his bagel sales data, there is a lack of reliable information tracking white-collar crime. Workplace honesty. Feldman observed a 95% return from supplying bagels to coworkers, but this dropped when selling to strangers. He deemed companies honest if employees paid for 90% of the bagels, finding those with payments between 80% to 90% annoying but tolerable. For companies where payment fell below 80%, Feldman left notes hoping to encourage payment. After September 11, 2001, there was a 15% decrease in theft, potentially linked to a patriotic sentiment, especially among national security-related customers in Washington, D.C. Feldman discovered that honesty varied based on office size and external factors like weather and holidays. Smaller offices had more honest payers, while nicer weather and holidays boosted honesty levels, with Christmas and Thanksgiving being exceptions. Executives were found to be less honest than other employees. Overall, 87% of people honored the system, confirming the reliability of the data. Defeat Ku Klux Klan. In economics, information asymmetry is a vital concept, signifying unequal access to information that alters the balance of power. The Ku Klux Klan, originating post-Civil War, initially comprised defeated individuals, and later transformed into a racist terror organization. Employing tactics such as vandalism, violence, and intimidation, they targeted blacks and their allies, instilling fear and discouraging rights activism. This historical example vividly illustrates how disparities in information can perpetuate inequality and hinder societal progress, underscoring the necessity of transparency and equitable access to information for fostering fair and just relationships. The Klan experienced periods of high popularity followed by declines throughout its history. In the 1920s, it boasted 8 million members, even including President Warren G. Harding. However, its influence waned during World War II. Yet, it resurged afterward, promoting its opposition to various groups like Catholics, Jews, communists, and immigrants, aiming to maintain the status quo. Stetson Kennedy's Klan Exposé. Folklorist and writer Stetson Kennedy, with a lineage tracing back to two Declaration of Independence signatories and the founder of the iconic Cowboy Hat Company, held a strong disdain for the Klan and its beliefs. In the 1940s, he covertly infiltrated the Atlanta Klan alongside a partner, mastering their exclusive handshake and peculiar language customs. Kennedy, aiming to expose the Klan's secrets, disclosed their passwords and rituals, reaching out to influential figures like Drew Pearson and the creators of the Adventures of Superman radio show. Despite the absence of overt adversaries post-World War II, the notion of Superman confronting the Klan resonated with audiences, showcasing the power of media collaboration in combating hate groups. Kennedy swiftly shared insider Klan details with the writers, who incorporated them into their shows, revealing the flamboyant titles of Klan officers like the Klaloff and Clockert. Consequently, children worldwide engaged in Superman against the Klan games, donning sheets and reciting previously secret passwords and rituals. This collaboration underscores the power of information dissemination in challenging bigotry and promoting active learning and awareness among youth through interactive play and storytelling. A tale of courage and collaboration. Kennedy effectively undermined the Klan by exposing their absurdities, using their secrets against them to halt their post-war momentum. Historian Wynne Craig Wade credited Kennedy as the key figure in preventing a Klan revival in the North. Recognizing the power of information, Kennedy utilized the Klan's secret passwords to dismantle the organization. This highlights the importance of leveraging knowledge to combat hate groups effectively, promoting active learning and strategic thinking and challenging oppressive ideologies. John F. Kennedy effectively dismantled the Ku Klux Klan's post-war resurgence by exposing its secrets as laughable. By using the Klan's own hidden information against it, he crippled its momentum in the North. Historian Wynne Craig Wade hailed Kennedy as the primary force preventing the Klan's revival. Recognizing the power of information, Kennedy leveraged the Klan's secret codes and rituals to undermine its credibility. The Klan's once feared secrets lost their potency in the face of widespread knowledge, thanks in part to cultural influences like the Adventures of Superman. The power of information. Specialized information can be a powerful tool, not just against intimidating groups like the Ku Klux Klan. Consider experts and their unique knowledge. Those who possess specific expertise can make everyday folks worry about almost anything. Doctors might make you think that if you don't opt for angioplasty surgery, your family will find you dead from a heart attack. Car salespeople might claim that if you don't buy the $50,000 armored car, but opt for the $25,000 one instead, you're not keeping your loved ones safe. Real estate agents might insist you sell your house now or risk being stuck there forever due to a market crash. Keep in mind that the real estate agent's commission might influence how much effort they put into bargaining on your behalf. Parents often feel overwhelmed by experts warning them about potential dangers for their children. Fear is a powerful motivator for parents, who constantly worry about making mistakes that could harm their vulnerable infants. With so many conflicting opinions from experts, parents become even more anxious about making the right choices for their children's care. Example, 8-year-old Molly, lives close to her best friends, Amy and Imani. Amy's parents own a gun, so Molly's parents don't allow her to play at Amy's house. However, they're okay with her spending time at Imani's house, which has a pool in the backyard. Statistics indicate that children under 10 are much more likely to drown in a pool accident, about 550 a year, or one for every 11,000 pools, than to suffer from a gunshot wound, around 175 a year, or one for every 1 million plus guns. Choosing the right school for kids is tough for parents, but a good education is crucial for their growth, which will be possible by choosing the right school. Take Chicago, where many schools stayed segregated even after the Supreme Court banned it in 1954. To fix this, both the Chicago Board of Education and the U.S. worked on it. Chicago's Department of Justice and the school system joined forces in 1980 to integrate schools. They introduced a lottery system allowing students to apply to any high school. This move sparked interest among economists as it created a large-scale natural experiment to gauge the impact of better schools on children. Analyzing student records revealed a surprising finding. Attending a higher-ranking school didn't significantly boost long-term performance. However, students attending technical schools or career academies stood out, showing better outcomes and higher graduation rates. Mom's House Drug Dealers. To study the mindset of people in Chicago's poorest areas, Sudhir Venkatesh, a PhD candidate from the University of Chicago, visited these neighborhoods. He connected with a local gang associated with the Black Gangster Disciple Nation and observed them for years. One gang member allowed Venkatesh to see their financial records, which detailed all their money activities for 4 years. The gang was just one branch of the Black Disciples, a large organization with around 100 branches. A central board of about 20 men oversaw these branches, although many were often in jail. The local leader managed the gang's operations within a specific 12-square block area, selling crack cocaine. In exchange, he sent 20% of the earnings to the board. The leader collaborated with gang officers, who supervised street-level drug sellers called foot soldiers. Think of it like a franchise, with a hierarchical structure similar to a business. According to their records, the gang made $24,800 each month from selling drugs and $7,200 from membership dues and other fees. Their monthly drug expenses were $5,000. They spent $9,000 on various costs like weapons and board member shares. The leader's take-home profit was $8,500 per month, totaling around $100,000 yearly. Each board member earned approximately $500,000 annually from these activities. The gang's top members earned around $7 per hour, while those selling drugs made about $3.30 hourly, which was below the minimum wage. Consequently, many of these drug sellers couldn't afford their own homes and lived with their mothers instead. Despite the low pay, the promise of wealth and job security within the gang was too tempting for most foot soldiers to ignore. However, the leader who enjoyed prosperity faced a different outcome: imprisonment. Key points. 1. Economic concepts like information asymmetry reveal societal disparities. 2. The Ku Klux Klan's history illustrates the impact of unequal information on societal progress. 3. Stetson Kennedy's infiltration of the Klan demonstrated the power of information against hate groups. 4. Utilizing knowledge effectively can dismantle oppressive ideologies. 5. Specialized information empowers individuals to challenge intimidating groups. 6. Experts' knowledge influences decision-making and evokes fear in everyday scenarios. 7. Parents direct conflicting expert advice to make informed choices for their children.